Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So today's the big day, Fred. The Astros are in the playoffs. You know, I keep looking back and forth at these teams, and I mean, the Astros are playing better right now. Baseball is so much harder to predict than football.
It's pretty simple. Seven out of Keuchel, one out of Harris, one out of Gregerson. I think Keuchel will pitch well. I think the big question is obviously 3 days rest. If he's as effective as he's been all season, especially against the Yankees, they're going to be in there with a fighting chance. For all the flags, they missed one last night at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And you don't see that very often where a guy intentionally bats the ball out of bounds. Yeah, if you're a Lions fan, that kind of sucks.
Should it have been called? Yeah. But at the end of the day, that ref can just say, it looked like he was making a play for the ball.
And but that's not what happened, though.
No, it's not what happened. But if the ref says it, if that's what he saw, you can't argue it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, you heard some of what you missed. Lots of good stuff, all available on podcastarena.com. Very mobile-friendly site, too. You can also, lots of ways to tune in case you're just getting home and you want to keep listening, which I wouldn't blame you. There's a TuneIn Radio app. There's also the ESPN Radio app. And, of course, ESPN975.com. So plenty of ways to listen. And we want to remind you that the AL wildcard game will be on our station tonight in beautiful FM quality with really good announcers. So right. If you're having to listen tonight, tune in and listen to the Astros and the Yankees.
I got a reminder that the hockey's starting soon, and the Falcon hasn't started his league again.
Okay, so anybody who wants... I'm glad you reminded me. I was going to bring that up. Anybody who wants to play, send me an email at in the first 16... Well, I guess... How many are we doing? 16? We'll do 16.
16 max.
16.
I prefer 12, but...
Yeah, but like then we're only playing with, like, 8 listeners, so I like to give people an opportunity to play. So, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll set up 2 12-person leagues. I'll play in both of them. So the first, let's see, the wife will want to play, you two, me twice. That's 5. First 19 people that email me that want to play fantasy hockey, Fowler975@gmail.com.
There you go.
I will put you in. And if I don't get 19, if I only get enough for one league, we'll do 12.
Okay.
And then I will send out the invites tonight, and we'll draft tomorrow.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Works for me, Fred.
Awesome.
Also, yeah, I'm going to win.
Okay.
I do pretty good at that game.
I should have won last year. I lost in the championship.
I think I finished 4th.
I lost in the semifinals, even though I had the best team. So I finished 3rd.
And you beat me in the third place game.
Yeah, I beat you in the third place game. And then last year was a good fantasy year for me. I won the basketball. I was 3rd in the hockey. I won a couple of football leagues, and I sucked this year at everything.
I finished 2nd in both my baseball leagues, and the worst part is in the league that Jong plays in, like the league that I play with all my buddies, like my most important league, I beat Matt Dean and still didn't win.
Mm.
So what are you going to do?
Not much you can do,
Not
sir.
Much you can do, man.
No.
Not much you can do.
Let's grab a phone call. Rocky, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hi.
Hi.
Sports to you guys.
Sports to you.
So I have a problem with the ownership with the Texans. It all comes down to the owner. I don't care what they say, what people say about the coaching, general manager. The owner hires these people. In 13, 14 years, playoff appearance twice, that's pathetic. So the owner, to me, needs to figure out what kind of coach he needs to bring in, what kind of a scout he needs to bring in, what kind of a general manager he needs to bring in, and what kind of players they need to have. Because for professional sports and how much money these guys get paid, millions of dollars, there's no excuse if somebody can't throw a ball, catch a ball, or tackle. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, I mean, should they probably have better players than they do? Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure every team thinks that. And let me tell you, playoffs twice in 14 years. Try being a Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, right. I, as far as the owner,
zero times in the last 14 years.
He's tried to do the right things. He's tried to hire good people and trust them. And he's also tried to be patient with them. And that hasn't worked.
He stayed- and you know what? You know what organization that's that has worked with? It's worked in New England. It's worked in Pittsburgh. Like, those are the franchises you want to model yours after, and you want to be patient and let guys work out the kinks. But
and that's what he's trying to do. And a lot of people wanted Bill O'Brien when he was available. That was probably the sexiest name that was available when he got rid of Kubiak. And if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to fault him for making that hire. But you know, the Rick Smith thing is starting to get to a point where
Dan Quinn seems like he's been a pretty good hire.
Dan Quinn has it looked like a pretty good hire so far. But you know, it's early.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not sure Seattle's defense doesn't miss him a little bit.
Well, that's because Pete Carroll's a really good defensive coach too. But, I mean, yeah, you can see that there's some differences. I don't think that they're – I don't know. They give up 10 points last night?
I guess a team that hasn't been able to score all season
yeah.
At home.
And that's the only touchdown they've given up all year at home. So in eight quarters, they've given up one touchdown at home. I don't think the defense is bad. Yeah, I think the offense is a bigger problem than the defense for Seattle.
Yeah, I would agree. Although, yeah, and I guess Green Bay is going to score points on everybody, but it's that Rams game. I know it was the first game of the season, but you can't give up that many points.
No, that's a bad look.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. But, I think blaming the owner is – I mean,
the owner's not changing, though.
No. And look, I like the guy. It's hard for me to criticize him. But the truth is, I think he's tried to approach it the right way. And it hasn't worked out.
Hey, Jung, is the game going to be streamed or do you have to have a real radio?
You have to have a real radio. We can't stream any
play-by-play. Okay.
Interesting. I've already got 9 people for fantasy hockey.
Yeah, so. Jared's right. Billy's right. That was a defensive touchdown last night.
Yeah.
So they've given up 3 points with their defense has given up 3 points in the last 2 games. The defense is pretty salty still.
Yeah.
Of course, they also saw Jimmy Clausen for half
right.
of that, so that
right.
doesn't really count.
No. But and the Lions are just not able to score.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I guess the – And I guess, on the flip side, I can't really fault them for giving up points to the Packers because everybody does. If Texas gets blown out by OU, what are the odds they fire Strong this year?
They're not going to.
I don't think so, man. I think
if they do, it'll be at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's not getting fired in season. I can't see that happening. And I think a lot depends on what happens the rest of the year and who winds up as the AD. Because if you get an AD who's going to want to bring in his own people, then that could be... Now, that could be the end of it.
They are such a mess.
Yeah. I hate to say it because you don't want to judge a guy too quick. And people keep asking for the link to fantasy hockey. There's not a link. Just send me an email. It's fower975@gmail.com. And then I will send you the link tonight when I get home.
Did you guys see the fantasy football standings?
Oh,
for our station leagues?
I saw you're leading your league.
No, I'm leading all the leagues.
No, I haven't seen the standings for everything. I thought that was just his league. You said
no,
no, no, no, no.
That's the whole thing. Like I would win the trip to Mexico if the thing ended today.
Well, if you weren't an employee of Gal Media,
I'm just saying. I don't care about that. I would be the winner. I've got the best team, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Good for you.
You didn't even rename your team.
No, it's just Team Hoffman.
Are you managing it, or are you just letting it? Play.
Of course I'm managing. You think okay. I can put up 441 points in
That's
four
true.
Weeks if I'm not managing my team? Get out of here. Am I managing it? I manage nine fantasy teams, John. Bill O'Brien can't coach one. I coach nine.
To be honest, I've kind of lost interest in season-long fantasy.
That's because you're sucking at it.
I'm not putting any effort into it because I'm spending all my time on FanDuel.
Yeah, I still like the you can't smack talk in
I never smack talk. I ignore everything on the smack talk.
There's no like see, and that's why I like playing with guys I know more than just strangers. And I mean, the ESPN league is fine. I to play with listeners is fine, but I like the leagues where I know the people I'm playing with more, because you can put a face to the person you're beating. I much prefer that. I do like daily fantasy, but just I have to have both. I can't move away from one altogether.
Last year was the first year that I was losing interest in it, and because I don't talk smack, I don't care.
And
I lose.
Drafting, like draft day, is so fun.
See, I think it's a pain in the ass now. Drafts last too long. When you do them online, they're fun, but nobody's got time for that, man.
Everybody's got time for that.
Too old. That's all it is. All right, quick break.
You spend how many hours a week running?
About three.
Yeah, you got time.
Stop
running.
No, because then you got to go sit down. If I'm going to go sit somewhere for 3 hours, I want to play poker for 3 hours. I don't want to be playing, sitting there waiting for some knucklehead to take 10 minutes to take his draft pick. Drives me nuts. I hate that. And you all hate that, too.
I hate it, too.
That's why you have to be in charge of the league and tell them you got 2 minutes. And then you cut it to one.
That's the way to go.
Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Get off of your back and make a noose for me.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Patriots NFL 3:30 p.m. Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, and I have more than enough for two hockey leagues now. So, as a matter of fact, I think I may have one more person, and so I'll take one more. Well, wait a minute, that won't work because then I'd have two 13-person leagues. That's not going to work.
No.
So now I have to see. This is why. This is such a pain in the butt.
Well, listen, you said the first however many.
I said 19. I've got 21.
Well, it sucks for the last two that sent emails, right?
Well, they might have been saving lives or something. Maybe they had to pull a burning baby out of a house.
That's a them problem.
I'll take two more, and then if you don't get in, then sorry. So two more, that's it.
All right.
And that way we can do 14. That's a good number. All right, let's grab Adam because he wants to respond to the last caller.
I already forgot what the last caller was.
It was a guy complaining about the owner.
Oh.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, that last guy was a genius that called talking about the owner. Needs to. It starts with the owner. Like, what does he think? And I'm not a McNair homer by any means, but what does he think McNair is trying to do? Just hire any bum? I mean, if there's guys on the street, on every street corner that can't handle the job, then tell that guy to call McNair and tell him. You know, like, how are you going to put that on the owner? He's trying to put together a good organization. I don't think that he's trying to hire bums. You know what I mean?
No, it's just not working. I mean, that's the thing. He's trying to do it the right way, but it hasn't. Yeah, so far, you have to say
it hasn't been put together right. I mean, and listen, all it takes is a couple bad decisions to make the whole thing crumble, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
look, you mess up with the coach, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's the thing. If you mess up with the coach, it's going to set you back. And it remains to be seen if they've got it right. Because so far, it's not looking so good. This team is regressing. And it does look like he's just pulling stuff out of his butt sometimes. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, man, my math is way off. I got to sit here and figure this out, how many people are actually in these things. Because I have 21, All right.
You're such a people pleaser.
I try to make everybody happy. I do. I you know, whenever we do stuff like this, there was that time. You remember when we first started doing, I don't know if you were here. I wound up doing 20 fantasy leagues for listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a pain in the ass. And then everybody bitched at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'm not doing that again. So I try to set this up. And now I've got more than I need, but not enough yet to do like 2 14 team leagues. Okay. Because I'm not good at math, but that's you, me. Okay. 4. And then. You don't want to play in 2 of them, right?
No.
Okay. Of course you don't.
How are you going to play? I mean, how are you going to draft 2 teams at the same time?
I'm not going to do it at the same time. I'll set the drafts up at different times.
Okay. Put me in the early draft league, please.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, whatever the league that has all of us in, that'll be the, you know, we'll decide when we want that.
Okay, good.
You want like 7:30? Well, you need time to get home. 8.
Yeah, give me 8.
We'll do 8. And the other draft we'll do later, and I'll probably auto-draft that.
That'll be tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Although it doesn't start counting. The first week counts as like the first week and a half is what they count. So if we drafted one on Thursday, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. So anyway, yeah, just fowler975@gmail.com. I need 4 more, 3 more, 3 more, 2
and
more.
Now you're going to get 4 more.
No, but I'm cutting it off at 14. Just so if you don't make it, sorry. As of 6:22 p.m., okay, you 2-1. Okay, I think, yeah, I just need 2 more people. That's okay. It. So, anyway, God, why don't I?
Jong, you're going to have the 13th pick in the fantasy hockey.
Oh, No. The rules are basically we get the first picks.
Okay,
good. At least in our league that we do.
Okay, good.
We've always done that. I always randomly do the first 4 picks between you, me, Jong, and Val. And then everybody else gets theirs.
Well, let's be honest. Val always gets the first pick.
No, she's gotten like the 3rd pick the last 2 years, I think.
No.
Because she always takes Crosby. And
she always does.
But he wasn't worthy of the number 1 pick last year. I don't remember who I took. I took Perry. So. Anyway. I'm lost. I'm trying to keep up with this now. We haven't talked about this DraftKings FanDuel thing, have we?
We talked about it briefly. I don't see what the big deal is. Is that just me? Like, what's so insider about what happened?
I think it's Forbes and the New York Times trying to make this an insider thing.
They act like they were able to rig the software or something.
No,
I mean,
no.
There's not really a way to cheat at DraftKings.
Basically, all they were doing was seeing who were the most used players on their own site. And then using that data to pick a team on the other one.
But can't...
Okay,
can't,
I've got enough now. Thanks, everybody.
Can't you look at... I mean, on DraftKings, you can see who the most played guys are
right.
in a given
well,
week.
Well, so like, those guys get it before anybody else.
Okay.
So...
But, I mean, isn't... Why would you want to use the most used guys?
Well, I don't know if he was looking at the most used guys and then figuring out that in order to win, you have to use other guys. I'm not sure exactly what was happening there.
I think the big deal is the guy won.
Yeah.
If the guy would have won $100, no one would have ever said anything. The guy won $350,000, so now it's a big deal.
If I won $350,000, guess what I would do?
You'd spend it.
No, I would say I quit.
Yeah, but I'm done. Done playing daily fantasy. I'm retiring.
Yeah, I mean, with that much money? I mean, that's why you play, right, is to win that much money?
Yeah.
Let's squeeze another phone call here. Britt, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, how's it going? Look, where do the Texans need to go? Like, what do they need to do from here?
It's a pretty vague question.
Yeah. Could you be a little more
vague? No, I mean, it's just like they've had one relevant year in the past, since they've been around?
No, that's not true. They made the playoffs twice. They've won 2 playoff games, which a lot of teams haven't done, believe
it or not.
They
need to get a quarterback. That's what it essentially boils down to. Everything will get a lot better if they get a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just easier said than done.
Everybody who's in this position has been trying the same thing. Guys, please quit sending me things for the league. I'm way full. So the ones that I've gotten in the last 4 minutes, I don't think you're getting in. Unless I do a 3rd league, which I'm not doing 3. I'm not doing 3. We're stopping there.
We'll do 3.
Well, actually, I have enough for
see
3 leagues now. So, okay. All right, that's it, though. That's it. I'm too nice to the people.
A fourth league in three?
No. Here actually, no. Well, see, yeah, I need like one more for a third league, but I'm not doing four. So if you're after, say, 628, forget it. All right? And you have to email me. I'm not pulling things off the text. I know a couple of you are trying that. Let's try Hayden. What's up, Hayden?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I got a question for you. Now, I know the Texans are in dire need of a quarterback, but the question is if they do end up getting number one pick, are they silly to pass up on Fournette? And the question I have there with that is that the better teams in the league, such as Seattle, running the ball, and obviously Wilson was a late draft pick, and that was a diamond in the rough. But the likelihood of molding a quarterback and grabbing a surefire number one running back like that, would that pay off better? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, here's the problem. They're going to have the worst pick in the league next year. Because
Fournette's not coming out this year, and even if he was, I'd crap on the Texans every day for the rest of eternity if they took a running back with the first pick. I really would.
Yeah, no matter how good he is,
you could say all the who's the Patriots running back? Who's been the Patriots running back for the last 20 years? They cycle through guys.
They do, but the
you know why they can do that? Because they have a quarterback.
But can we stop? Yeah, can we stop trying to compare everybody to the Patriots? Though, because
no, I'm just saying that when you have a quarterback, it doesn't really matter who you're running back. I mean, it's nice to have one.
If you don't have one,
yeah. But if you don't have one, you need to get one.
Yeah.
Because trust me, Adrian Peterson's been great for a long time and has zero Super Bowls to his name.
The problem is, it's easier said than done with getting a quarterback. Man, we've talked about that.
It is
for years,
but don't do a dumb thing like take a running back with the first pick of the draft.
No, and he's not even coming out this year, and it's so premature to even think they'd have the number one pick. There's some pretty crappy teams out there. If you haven't been watching football, that's one good thing about fantasy is you watch all these games. There are some bad teams out there, and yes, the Texans are one of them, but they're not the worst. So okay, I have enough. That's it. No more.
All right,
I have the perfect number. So there'll be 3 12 team leagues, done. And please don't send me any more, because I'll have to feel guilty about saying no. Of course, it's going to be a pain in the ass to set all these up now. All right.
The last several, I mean, it's been a while since, Gurley went number 10 this year. But the only other running backs since Adrian Peterson came out in 2007, here's a list of running backs that have gone in the top 10 of drafts. Darren McFadden.
Fail.
Trent Richardson.
Fail.
End list. That's it. Nobody's taking one number one overall.
And
Reggie Bush was the last one before Adrian Peterson.
I probably think he should be a top five pick, but I mean, we'll see. He's still got another year and a half to go.
Before that, it was Reggie Bush, Ronnie Brown, Cedric Benson, Cadillac Williams. Oof. I mean, the success rate of running backs taken in the top 10 is not good. It is almost embarrassing, actually. So, yeah, taking one number one overall, I don't think there's any – no good can come from that. You're going to end up with Curtis Enos.
Plus, it is the position where –
more like Curtis
What would Delotti say?
Penis.
Oh, you said that. Okay. All right.
Maybe you'll get lucky and draft Lawrence Phillips sixth overall. Ugh. Don't take a running back first.
No.
That's not the no-brainer.
You'd rather bust with a quarterback. But guys, this is too early for effing draft talk, okay? Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. That's the best nerds I've heard all day, A.J. All right, James asks, how do you think getting Hardy and McClain back this week will affect Brady? I don't think it'll affect Brady at all. It'll help the Cowboys long term, but man, their next 3 weeks are pretty brutal.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for the for the Cowboys, because they're, you know, they're hurting on the injury front, and it's nice to get anybody back who can help, and I think they'll help. But there's, even if they were fully healthy, would you pick them to beat the Patriots?
No, not the way the Patriots are playing right now. And Texter says, I'd like to hear who Fred thinks looks worse and has less upside than the Texans right now. Well, some teams still on their schedule, like the Miami Dolphins. That's pretty brutal. Cleveland's always a mess. And you got two teams in your division with the Titans and the Jags that are right there with the Texans, are basically the same team right now.
Saints, well, both of them have young upside quarterbacks, though.
They do, but as far as this season, you're talking about them having the number one pick. I mean, that's what I think he's referring to. New Orleans is a mess. The Bucs are a mess. You've already beaten them. And, oh, by the way, the Lions are 0-4. And the Bears are terrible, too. There's just a lot of bad teams. So, you know, are they any better or worse than those teams? I don't know, but they at least have beaten the Bucs. So,
yeah. For this year, I would say that there are some teams that the Texans have a higher ceiling.
They're not going to have the number one pick. That's just...
But, like, if you, like, from now, looking down the road 3 or 4 years... The Texans are in trouble. I mean, until they get this quarterback situation.
Until you get a quarterback, yes, but that's...
Because most of the teams that don't have one at least have a guy that they think they can groom to be one. And I think here we've pretty much figured out that that guy doesn't exist.
Yeah, but history has also told us that a lot of those teams are wrong about that.
They are, for sure they're
Ryan
wrong.
Ryan Tannehill, I mean, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Are you convinced those guys are
the future? No, of course I'm not.
And just on odds, Bortles are... Or Mariota, one of them's going to miss. I think it's more likely Bortles than Mariota, because I like him. And then,
although Bortles has looked pretty good this year, honestly,
he's looked better than he did last year. But I don't, you know, I don't look at him and see a guy like, oh boy, I really feel like on a good team he'd be great. And you know what, your situation's no worse than what the Saints is right now, because once Breeze is gone, and that's not going to be too far in the future. You've got, and that team's got all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and boy, would you rather have the Redskins situation where you traded all those draft picks for a guy who's not even playing for you? Or the 49ers? I mean, there's plenty of crap out there.
But there's definitely crap here.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, nobody's saying this isn't crap. I'm just saying there's crappier crap out there. And, you know, that's I don't know if... At least some teams, like if you're the Bucs, you at least have hope.
Right.
But if you missed on that, then
you're back to the drawing
board. You're just as far behind as everybody else.
And in fact, maybe more, because you've invested in that position.
Right. And so you hang on to them longer than you should.
Because, if you draft a bad quarterback in the first round, that's at least, well, it used to be at least 4 years. Now it's down to really 2 years.
Yeah.
The Titans gave Jake Locker 2 years, and that was enough.
Mm.
So, but it used to be, so it's better now. But, yeah, if you're wrong, that's still 2 years where you just kind of stuck with the guy.
So, last thing on the fantasy hockey, make sure you check your email tonight and sign up, because I'll send your invite tonight. And I'll probably send, like, one extra one, so because somebody inevitably says they want to play and then they won't. So if you don't sign up fast enough, you might lose that spot.
Okay.
So there you go. Random thought, if Kubiak is still getting hired by people who know way more about football than us, O'Brien will likely be hired 2 seconds after he leaves the Texans. The owner isn't changing. What needs to change? Kubiak was hired as an offensive coordinator. The only reason he got a job in Denver is because of his relationship with Elway. Let's pump the brakes on that a little bit. And no, if Bill O'Brien goes 3-13 this year and gets canned, he ain't getting a head coaching job. Unless it's college.
Yeah.
You might get a job back in college. And you know, you can't just sit here and say, oh, well, Gary Kubiak had more than enough opportunity to be successful here. More than enough.
I really think I the one spot where I'll fault Bob McNair is I think that he's let Rick Smith hang around for too long.
And that's probably the thing that has to change next, because that's the one constant. And you got to get somebody who...
Like, there's almost, I don't care what you say about, well, Kubiak had a lot of say on the roster, or O'Brien has a lot of say on the roster now, then what's your job if you're the GM? Because you look at the last several years of drafts, and we talk about it on this show all the time. You go back 6-7 years in the draft, the Texans are one of, if not the worst drafting team in the NFL. I mean, it's almost. I
actually go back and look at the Saints drafts over that stretch.
They're pretty bad too.
Yeah, I saw a tweet where.
But
there,
I mean,
there's like three seasons where they have no guys left on the roster at all from those drafts.
But are there five teams that are worse than them?
You know, I have not gone and looked at every team. There are probably. That's the thing. We look at them closely because we see their drafts every year. I'd really have to go back and look at how each roster is made. And you know what? I'll make that a homework assignment. I'll go do that. And I'm sure somebody's already done that, so I won't have to look too
hard.
But
the reality is the teams that do well, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Patriots, they draft well.
Actually, the Patriots don't draft that well.
They don't draft as well as the others, but the Patriots have drafted well lately. They went through a little slump, but they've been a lot better.
They had a stretch there where they had just tons of second and third round picks that didn't do anything. But I'd have to go look at every single draft and every team over the last, during the Rick Smith era. And then I'll tell you where they rank. I'm guessing they're not nearly as bad.
You need to
as
write
you
a dissertation on this.
It's obviously going to take some research.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody's already done it. And if they have, great. Send me some work. But if not, I will do it. But the truth is, I don't think they're nearly as bad as you think, but they're not good. And the mess the last 2 years, you just – I don't know who you blame for that. I think the last Kubiak draft was a disaster. The first O'Brien draft so far is a disaster. And they're not – and Mr. Curry says, you guys passed on Derek Carr. It's not me. I didn't pass on Derek Carr.
No, trust me, if I would have been sitting in that room.
Well, if I'd have been sitting in that room, Derek Carr wouldn't have been a factor because I would have traded up to get Teddy Bridgewater. Either way, I think you're at least in better shape than you are right now. And you at least have something to look forward to. Now, I don't know if either one of those guys are going to turn out to be any good, but that's not much of an investment. It's because what'd you do with your first pick of the second round?
Xavier Suofilo.
Crickets. Crickets for Xavier Suofilo.
And you could say you don't know if he's going to be any good, either one of those guys. They're both probably already more accomplished than Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, oh, well, I think so. But that's, again, we...
They're both, no matter what happens for the rest of their careers, they're both going to do more than what Xavier Suofilo does.
Probably so. But, yeah, I don't know. To me, I think those are guys who, at the very worst, are going to be quality backups in the league for a long time. At the very worst. I mean, they're going to be starting for bad teams for a while. Although, I don't know that the Vikings are that bad. But, you know, if they wind up, like, I don't see them becoming Christian Ponder, where they get cut and then somebody else picks him up and then he gets cut and nobody ever.
Right.
I think both of those guys, if they flame out in their respective places, somebody will bring them on as a backup and they'll stick for a while. And, yeah, you know, we don't even know what Jimmy Garoppolo is. I think you can throw him into the conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of people liked him. And it's guesswork. It really is. But you have to address it at some point. And it's just pathetic that they haven't done it. It's frustrating. And when it really hits you in the face like this, the arrogance of we can make these guys quarterbacks. Well, apparently, you know, guys that are in my system, they can get it. They can be great quarterbacks. What is it? Oh, they're going to have to learn to respect these kids. Bull bleep. No. Isn't that what he said on Hard Knocks?
Yeah. Quite frankly, I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off that they're not getting the respect they deserve. Well,
no, you get respect when you truly deserve it. And that phrase bothers the crap out of me, the whole, they don't get the respect they deserve. No, if you deserved respect, you'd get respect.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
What's this music, John?
This is one of the local bands.
Oh, I forgot it was the local day.
Yeah. This is your kind of stuff, Adrian.
Yeah.
All right. See, I think I have one extra person for the hockey. All right. Quick break. When we come back, God, the show's already over. With the Astros coming up right after the next segment. How about that? It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's on your way to run.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. Join Raheel Saturday for a college game day party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. Our feature game of the day is Texas versus Oklahoma. We'll be starting early on the deck, beginning at 11 a.m. for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet with us and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light. I don't really think you'll have a silver bullet with Raheel, but that's okay because we had enough for everybody last week.
That's right.
All right, before we get the bleepage, are you familiar with rapper Luther Campbell?
I don't think so.
John, familiar with him?
I don't think so.
He's known as Uncle Luke, former frontman of the rap group Two Live Crew.
Oh, okay.
Is that Uncle Luke?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. He's also a diehard Miami Hurricanes fan.
Okay.
Apparently, after the loss last week, he was tweeting out ideas.
He did a show on VH1.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really familiar with him. I just think he had a funny tweet. He tweeted out his top five for the University of Miami job. Said not in order, but he threw out, here's my top five for the U job. Butch Davis, Mario Cristobal, Gary Peterson, Dana Hologram, Pep Hamilton.
Those are good ones. Dana Peterson.
Gary Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Peterson's one of my favorites. Dana Hologram, though, is the best.
I wonder if he got it's either autocorrected or...
I'm guessing...
Do we give him credit for autocorrect, or do we think he's not all that
you
bright?
You want
to vote? I'm going to go with Gary Peterson is not an autocorrect.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Dana Hologram, probably an autocorrect.
Maybe.
Maybe. Of course.
And is it capitalized hologram?
Yes.
It's not an autocorrect. That's he.
You know, I'm gonna try it just for grins. I'm gonna type in Holgerson and see if it turns into hologram.
If you capitalize the H, typically it'll let you put in the name.
All right. Well, I'm doing it on Twitter right now. I'm not tweeting it out, but I'm gonna do a Twitter thing. But of course, guess what happened? Somebody started a Dana Hologram Twitter account. And he tweeted.
People have so much time on their hands. All the time.
With a picture of Dana Holgerson that says, I'm here and ready for you too. So, only in America, right? Anyway, let's do Weekend Bleepage.
This is what bleepage sounds like.
Yeah, because you're a re. You don't know about baseball. You're filling in for somebody.
How do you spell re?
You know how to spell it. It's in your vocabulary. I'm sure you know.
It looks like speed the up. Get the call in! Speed the f***ing up!
Let's go,
I'm tired of watching this slow bullshit!
They're going to have to f***ing regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And where'd that come from?
And this is what bleepage sounds like on the Blitz.
They have nothing to do with any of this. It's not their problem. Their problem is to play basketball for Louisville. You've got young players improving, young guys who are very excited to be here. And we got to make it. It's my job to f*** them.
So many Met fans are such vicious, vile little people. I hope they choke on their own shit.
And so when you talk about what he can't do is, he's a tight end. He's the opposite of what I used to be playing against.
Texas wins it 9-2 over the Angels. The Angels are out of the picture in terms of the playoffs. The Astros are in.
Did you see that?
What was that?
There's a little going on in that dugout right now. Trey and AJ Hinch, a little congratulatory.
And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You do not want to me. I'm not having it. I've done nothing wrong.
The priest called an 8-year-old boy into a common area by the church rectory and put him up against the wall and pointed a long and said, I'm going to you.
So what have you been up to this week?
In the yard, really.
I haven't you in 6 days, 7 days.
I know. That's I've been in the yard. That's it.
This has been the Weekend Bleepage on ESPN 97.5.
Pretty obvious Barry Laminack doesn't have a homeowners association because that's not allowed in my neighborhood.
On Twitter, it did autocorrect it. One of the possibilities as it was being typed in was hologram.
Okay.
So I'm going to give him that one. But Gary Peterson, although I think given a chance, Gary Peterson might be a hell of a coach.
Yeah. He's really good at something besides coaching football. So, I mean, maybe it'll translate. Gary Peterson is an American record producer.
Ooh, wow.
He is probably best known as a creator of Golden Throats.
That's a record?
Yeah.
That sounds like that would be a porno.
He produced a number of reissues and compilations of artists, including Fleetwood Mac, Captain Beefheart, Devo, the Doobie Brothers, Carly Simon.
Wow.
Hall & Oates. Hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I don't know what the Golden Throats is.
I swear I watched that on pay the other night, but yeah.
Oh, the Golden Throats is like, it's like what William Shatner did when he like does dramatic readings of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and stuff. Very strange.
Yeah, that's weird.
So if that's what Gary Peterson's known for, maybe he's warranted of the job at Miami.
And maybe that's what Uncle Luke thought.
Yeah.
Right? He was thinking of that guy.
Yeah.
That'd be too much of a stretch, probably. Giving him too much credit.
Can you imagine Dana Holgorsen being an NFL coach, though?
No.
Me neither.
No, but it's about the Hurricanes, not the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, why are they looking for a new coach already?
Because there's people flying planes over wanting Al Golden fired.
Okay.
And his brother, Bob Golden, since we're doing this.
Well.
But
I think maybe Miami fan got spoiled when they were cheating, and now they don't understand where they really fall in the pecking order.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, they're 3-1 going into the Florida State game. You should probably feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I think it's losing at Cincinnati.
They beat Nebraska.
They did, and that Cincinnati game fell in between. It's another one of those sandwich games.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to be. It'll be interesting to see what happens. They beat Florida State, then
they'll be a bowl team.
Then Dana Hologram won't be getting the job. So
maybe Texas should hire Gary Peterson.
couldn't be worse. Or Hologram.
Yeah, and then William Shatner can do a poetic reading of
The Eyes of Texas.
The Eyes of Texas.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good idea.
I wish I did a better Shatner. Let's start working on that.
I wish you did too.
All right, we're going to wrap it up mercifully. If you send me an email on the hockey, I'll be sending out invites tonight, so get signed up so we don't have to wait on you to do the draft. I want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job. Appreciate Jerome Solomon joining us from New York. Talk a little Astros. Enjoy the game right here on ESPN 97.5. Astros and Yankees coming up next. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.